Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio out here at Cornerstone Bank on Hartnell, because we are here with the 13th annual Rapa Salute to the Veterans event. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Are you warm where you're at?
I am nice and warm. It's great
okay,
here.
Well, it's not exactly warm. It's 38 degrees out here. But why don't you give us a synopsis of the weather here?
Alrighty. So yeah, right now we are sitting at 37 degrees. Today we're going to be seeing a high of 58. We're going to be in the mid high 50s through Saturday. A chance of rain Friday night and Saturday. The lows this week are in the mid high 30s. We're going to see a high of 61 on Sunday.
Okay. All right, so maybe a chance, right? But not tonight on the Marine Corps birthday. And happy birthday, Marines. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives just outstanding service and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Melissa.
Yes.
She's the one that's putting on, put this whole thing together, the 13th annual Rapa Salute to Veterans event. Tell us about it. What's it for?
It is a community drive-through donation event. We are receiving donations for bus passes for veterans. So every dollar that is donated, Rapa provides a 50% match towards bus passes for veterans. So we give those bus passes to the Shasta County VSO, and they distribute them amongst their clientele. And the bus passes can be used on our bus services or our paratransit services. Paratransit is smaller vans for persons with disabilities that can't use the bus. So they could get around town to go shopping, to go to their medical appointments, whatever their daily transportation needs are.
Okay. And so we're out here, and you can't miss it. We're on Hartnell. You'll see, just follow the flags, and you'll see a bus there, and you'll see pop-up tents. You'll see a helicopter, a Huey helicopter sitting there. You'll see the KCNR, our new pop-up tent with flags and everything. Well, not flags, but, you know, seeing who we are. So how long have you been with them?
For 6 years.
For 6 years.
It's been amazing because over the course of time, it's always kind of, you wonder how these donation events are going to occur. And every year there's just an increase in the amount of funds that are received for veterans, which is just amazing. It's the people that show up and just want to contribute to a good cause. And I remember a couple of years ago when the car fire hit, and then when the Paradise fire the very next year, we thought that no one would show up because there were so many other community donation events occurring. But it seems like those are the years when the community shows up the most. So this is a community event. It's not a Rapa event. It's a event to, it's our favorite event, though, to celebrate and to honor veterans. So it's great to see the community come together. The veterans on site they do community every day. So it's fun to see people, the community be the community.
Yeah. And like you said, Rapa, will match 50%. So if you give a $20 bill here to help pay for the punch cards for the veterans, it becomes $30 because you match that. Now, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office has a list of veterans, and so you give them the cards through the rest of the year, I guess.
Yeah.
And they will hand that out to veterans. So each card is good for one ride. Is that correct?
It's a punch card that has a $10 value.
Oh, it's got a $10 value. Okay, so they can use it till that's gone, then they can go back and get another one,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah, so
okay.
a bus rides $1.50 each way, and then the paratransit service, which comes to your door, eligibility-based, so you sign up to get that. It's a little bit more convenient, again, for persons with disabilities. That's $3 per one-way trip.
Okay.
It's a little bit more, but so that punch card does provide that flexibility to use either service.
So how many, do you know how many cards you gave out last year?
I know we collected $6,000 in cash.
Okay.
And so we matched that 50%, and then there were cards that were.
So it's $9,000.
Yeah.
So you did half of that. So it'd be 6,000. So it'd be 9,000. So it's 9,000 bus rides, essentially.
Yeah.
Essentially. You know, so we're nine.
Math is not my strong suit.
I'll figure it out during the break here. Okay. Well, thank you so much for what you're
welcome.
Doing. Now, you can also, if you don't do come by today, you can still donate. How do you do that?
So you donate online at the Community Foundation. So if you go to rabbitveterans.com, the link to the Community Foundation will be on that website. So you could pay by credit card, and it is tax deductible. Again, for this calendar year, but we do receive funds for this annual event until the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th. And then again, we cash out our funds, transition those into bus passes, and then give those bus passes to the VSO around July.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much for
thank
this.
Thank you for showing up, and thank you for your service.
We always show up
see
here.
You every year.
Well, you know what? It's a good cause. And today's the Marine Corps birthday. Usually we do it on, I don't know, for some reason, it's always on another day. And I don't know why it hit today. Maybe it's just because of the way it felt. Anyway, well, thank you very much. And Liam, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, we're here at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell, but they've been open 15 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they started. Cornerstone Community Bank. We bank there. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh, yeah. They say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. A little ditty.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack's Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th, featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're down here at the Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell on the 13th annual Rabba Salute to the Veterans event. Come on down. We're taking donations. This gives bus tickets to those veterans who can't drive, unable to drive, to get them to their appointments, get them shopping and all this. So come on by and say hello and drop off a donation. I'm here with Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of the North State Symphony. And you got something coming up, buddy?
Yeah, we got a big show this weekend.
Okay.
We got prime time on Saturday night right here in Reading. It's 7:30 in the Cascade Theater, so it's going to be a fun time.
Whoa, okay. What's it going to be?
Well, we're doing quite possibly the most well-known piece of music in the history of the world, and that's Vivaldi's Four Seasons, right up there with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. So.
And the Marine Corps hymn.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it is. But we're playing some Vivaldi, and we're doing a unique pairing. Vivaldi and Astor Piazzolla is the king of the tango. We're doing his Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, which was inspired by Vivaldi's Four Seasons, pieces written when he was really digging into this new tango, this tango nuevo. Uh-huh. So we're playing these two pieces together, intertwined with each other. So one movement of one and one movement of the other and back and forth and back and forth. So you get two completely different feels of each season in two different hemispheres, which is really cool, I think. And to play this concert, we're having just an amazing soloist. Guest violinist Chi Yun Kim from Dallas, Texas, is coming up. So, yeah, it's really a concert not to be missed. If you want to get your groove on in your seat, come check out the North State Symphony.
Now, we were at the last one and just had a wonderful time. It was a great event. We really, truly enjoyed it. And so, you know, you don't know what you're missing if you don't go to one of these. And one of the best parts, you get there a little bit early.
Yeah, get there early. I do a pre-talk at 1 hour before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, you'll get to hear a little bit from Chi Yun about what the pieces mean to her, a little bit about her background and history. And then I will take you through the scope of the program and give you some things to listen for and some really what I found to be interesting stories about the composers. So come check it out.
Well, you know, okay, so how do people get tickets?
Well, they can always stop by the Cascade Theater box office. You can also go to northstatesymphony.org, and it'll point you in all the right directions.
Okay. Now, how many members of the symphony are there?
Well,
I was trying to count them last time, and it was a lot.
We had the full complement there in September for the Mariachi Meets the Symphony. This time around, so the full symphony is 65 musicians. This time around, we're featuring our string section, so there's maybe 45 to 50 musicians, something like
that.
Because these two pieces were written in times where people weren't writing. Well, the Vivaldi Four Seasons was written for strings because there weren't really wind players playing with symphonies back then.
Right.
We're talking, you know, 1725. It was a little while ago there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So they could play. So they wrote them for certain instruments because they didn't have that full complement.
Exactly. This is very much in the development of the orchestra, not just you know, classical music as a whole, but you know, it just wasn't at that point yet. And you know, Vivaldi was working for an orphanage and writing these massive concertos. He wrote over 450 concertos. I mean, this is incredible. I don't even know how he did it.
He was working for an orphanage?
This is really interesting. He was working for an orphanage for women. So what the story I heard was that the times that they were living, is it was much preferred to have a boy, because when the boy ultimately gets married, the girl's family pays the other family a dowry.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so all these people had girls, and they didn't, you know, they couldn't afford them in theory, because if they got married, they were in trouble. And so they put these girls in this this orphanage, this special orphanage, and Vivaldi, he was the music director there, and he made these choruses and these string ensembles, and they were some of the best in Europe, ironically. And I thought that I learned something new when I found that out. So yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew about the dowry system and all this, and then of course women back then had no rights, so it was the eldest son, or if it wasn't even the son, it could be a uncle that inherits all the lands and the wealth and all this, but I didn't realize they were kind of like sending them to boarding school forever.
Exactly, exactly. And at, you know, this is the story. I don't know if this is true or not, but if you didn't get married, you know, and if you went to the orphanage, and it, supposedly there was some sort of state-supported dowry system, so you were kind of okay at that point.
Oh, okay.
But if you didn't get married and you didn't go there, you had to either become a nun or a prostitute. I'm like, how does that work? Anyway, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's just what I've...
But the bottom line is he wrote 400 and what?
He wrote a massive, like nearly 500 just concerti alone, and that's not even including his operas.
Okay.
And
now I'll let you go. I know you got to make a run here, but a concerto versus a concert.
So a concerto is just a special name for a piece that's written for a soloist.
Okay.
That's the simplest term. A concert is, you know, the concert experience itself. But there's all kinds of, you know, there's like a symphony, which is, you know, what Beethoven wrote, piece in four movements. A concerto is usually in three movements and has like a fast movement, then a slow movement, then a fast movement. So you're gonna get sort of the lowdown if you come to the pre-talk on.
Come to the pre-talk, and that starts at?
At 6:30 p.m. in the Cascade.
6:30 p.m. You know what? If you have not been to this, you need to get it. The prices are very reasonable.
Yeah.
There's no bad seat in the house because you're listening to music.
Absolutely.
And it is absolutely fabulous. And Scott Seaton, you're just, you're a gem when it comes to putting these things on.
Well, thanks, Carl. And, you know, this concert, again, it's special and it's different. One, you're going to hear music you know. Two, the soloist is incredible. I've worked with her several times. She's Dallas-based. I've worked with her in Missoula and North Dakota, several places. And she's playing the entire concert. So the entire concert is about her and her extraordinary technique. So both of these pieces are written with the fiery violin sound in mind. So you got to come check it out.
Oh, no, we will. Yeah. This is it'll be a way to, after this whole last few weeks, kind of sit down and relax. But be so entertained. Okay, Scott, thank you so much. That's this Saturday at 7:30. Be there at 6:30, though, my friends, because you want to listen to Scott tell you about the works and the artist and all this.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks, Carl.
I know you got to run. Okay, here it is. November 10th, 1775, the United States Marine Corps, who is rumored to have started in a tavern. Yes, Tun's Tavern. Where they started recruiting for the first time. And now tonight we're celebrating our birthday. If you don't have tickets, unfortunately, I think it's going to be too late. And I say that, but, you know, you never can tell. We'll be down at Wind River with 300 of our closest friends, 300 plus of our closest friends. People are still getting tickets. For a night of ceremonies and remembrances and paying honor to our oldest Marine and our youngest Marine. It's going to be in all over the world, wherever two Marines meet or get together, they will celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. I've celebrated it in jungles in the Philippines with four Marines, two SEALs, and a Filipino Marine. It wasn't a exotic Marine Corps ball, but we did celebrate it. And we read the Sharon's message, and we came into a village and actually were able to toast to the Marine Corps. So that's tonight at Wind River. A lot of things going on. Of course, tomorrow is Veterans Day. And when we come back, we're going to have some people from BFW Post 1934 and talking about the new BFW Post. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I've been going there for 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a great place to get a haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointments, 244-9478. So just make an appointment, go in, get your hair cut. And like I said, I've never had a bad haircut there. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Down here at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell, we're here for the 13th annual WABA Salute to the Veterans event. You won't miss us. There's flags along the route. You'll see a huge flag being flown from a fire truck from the ladder there. Some pop-ups. All the radio stations are here. And we're here for one reason. It's to raise money for veterans to be able to ride the buses throughout the year. Last year they donated like $9,000 to buy these bus passes. You get a punch card with 10 bus rides on it, and you get it from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And you can stop by here and drop off your change. The RABA matches 50% of everything you donate. You donate $20, they donate $10, so it becomes $30. And all of it goes. All of it goes to for veterans so they can get around. A lot of them are, don't have cars. A lot of them can't drive anymore. So this is their way to get to shopping and go to the doctor, go grocery shopping, and all this is through RABA. So this is a great event. So please come on down. Now, speaking of other great events, I'm here with Wesley. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I am doing great. Now, Wesley is the commander of VFW Post 1934.
That's right.
Now, that's my post, and we went through trauma this year.
Oh, we did. We have worked, you know, we've been gone through trauma for the last 3 years, it seems like, but we've worked really hard, and I feel like it's our time as an Afghanistan veteran. I'm trying to take the mantle from the Vietnam guys and everything, and I'll be damned if anything happens to the VFW under my watch. So we're doing everything we can to fight to keep ourselves open and going strong.
Well, let me tell you, thanks so much, because we're aging out, and so it's great that people of somewhat younger, you know, a newer war as opposed to an older war, are here standing up, and this is happening in many many areas where people are aging out. The Vietnam era, Korean War, and then Vietnam era, the deserts, even the Desert Storm era is starting now. We have a lot of veterans, of course, from the war on terror and Iraqi freedom and in Afghanistan. So it's good to see you all coming in and taking up the mantle.
You know, I can't help but do it because some of those older guys, one of my best friends that I met afterwards, he's a young guy. He was about 25, actually just turned 26. He's an Afghan. He was a medical, he was a combat medic, and introducing him to the VFW has been very crucial to him, and me getting introduced to it was crucial for me, and some of the mentorships that I've developed from some of the guys who are aging out is absolutely something you can never replace. Some of the best men I'll ever know in my life. So,
okay, so tell us what the VFW is, Veterans of Foreign Wars.
So the Veterans of Foreign War is a beautiful location where people can come in. If you're a vet, you are more than welcome to come in and meet like-minded people, you know, not like-minded in the sense of your political affiliation or this or that, but people who've all served together and love their country and love freedom and want to come in. And
this is all veterans now, too. It's not just a veteran of a foreign war, but any veteran is welcome into the VFW.
Absolutely. Their families. To be a member, you have to qualify. You have to be a member of you have to have fought in war, qualified in that capacity. But that, all that does is give you voting rights and things of that nature to serve on the board. But if you're a veteran, and, you know, no matter what, if you're a veteran, you sign on the dotted line that you're willing to do things that other people weren't willing to do. And so having a place for you, you know, you're an extraordinary American, and you should have a place to come in and exchange freedom and just have a good time with the other people.
Yeah. Now, the Veterans of Foreign Wars is getting ready to celebrate a birthday. Not our local place here, but
it's our local birthday.
Oh, our local birthday is here. Okay.
It's beautiful. So this is pretty exciting. Like you said, we went through some trauma. We were asked to vacate our old location that we've been in for 30 years because they wanted to raise our rent to something we just couldn't afford. And so we were forced to move out. And when we did, we found a florist, and we converted into a veterans bar, which, as it turns out, is a really expensive endeavor. So we raised money, but we haven't quite met our fundraising goals, so we still have some outstanding bills. And that's part of what this event coming up is. It's a grand opening, but in addition to that, it's actually the 92nd birthday. So it's like a rebirth and a 92nd birthday of the Veterans of Foreign War Redding, California, post-1934, which was established November 19th, 1930. So it's kind of perfect, and you just feel like the hand of God was on it. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, now, the Veterans of Foreign Wars has been around since, like, 1899, I believe.
Yeah, the actual national.
Yeah, the national agency. But this is the 92nd birthday of ours here. Wow.
It's pretty exciting. I'm excited about it.
And it's been there at the old place there on Oregon Street for how many years?
Close to 30. It was 30 1994, years. I believe, is when it was moved in there.
Yeah, and then the people that bought it, and I remember going to a meeting after this place, after they bought it. And were they helpful at all about helping, you know, were they, did they, because they said they wanted to help.
You know, they weren't.
We knew that was going to happen from the day they bought it.
Yeah, and I don't know when they bought it exactly. I know
it
for
was
the last
several years ago. Yeah.
We were paying our bills all through COVID, so they were trying to get us out before COVID happened, but then we were paying our bills during COVID, and they got really quiet. I don't know if it was to help us or because they don't know if they thought they could move someone else in and pay their bills. So. And then once everything started opening back up and we were, after a little while, they started coming back in and talking to us about what our plans were for moving. They could have kicked us out on the street, so I am very thankful that they gave us time to find a new location. And they even actually donated 2 months' rent to us once we got a new location, they donated 2 months' rent, so we wouldn't have, for those 2 months, we didn't have to pay double rent. So that was good. So I don't want to completely bash on them because they did help us out and they were in the right. So.
Well, but this new post, though, come on.
Oh, it's
beautiful. This is, you know, if we had stayed there, we would have stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And things wouldn't have changed, really.
I'm bald, but I might have a few more hairs if we did.
That's true. Okay, so where is the new post?
All right, so the new post is 163 Locust Street. It's behind the Orchard Nutrition Center. So if you go in that parking lot, it's an old Marshall's Florist on the backside of it, facing the Cypress Bridge and everything. This post is beautiful.
Did you move the bar?
Oh, we moved. We cut that whole bar up and we put it on top. We basically the base of it is old. We left that for the landlord, but the top, the bar, actual bar top, we took it with us. That thing was the sole heartbeat of that bar.
My gosh.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It is. It is beautiful. And it's got things in it, and things that are in embedded. Okay, so are you all, tell us what your hours are.
Right now we're pretty much the status quo of what we were. We open up at 11, and then if you want to, every day we're open at 11, and we usually end up closing around 6 or 7, but if people are there, we're not kicking anyone out. We'll stay there as long as you are there. But our event, it starts at 2 o'clock, November 19th, and we actually have the Jefferson Bagpipers are going to come out, and they volunteered. They're volunteering. They said
A Friday. That's a week from tomorrow. Then,
it's Saturday.
Right? Saturday.
It's, next Saturday.
Oh, yeah, so a week from Saturday. Okay.
So they said that they'd volunteer to play for us. It's not volunteering because I have to buy them all a beer, but I think I can handle that one.
Well, you know what? You know, it's not so much the pipers, but I mean, not the drummers, but you got to watch the pipers. Those guys are just, I mean, just don't give them scotch.
Oh, okay. Oh, no,
because you'll lose them. You'll start losing them after the third song.
All right.
Because they're sitting down with their kilts over their face.
Well, we'll know if people are done listening. They'll start buying them all scotch now.
Oh, we used to have a piper when we'd be doing our mess nights, and everybody would be buying him a scotch. And I swear, you know, by the time the evening, by then time dinner was over, the piper was gone. Okay, so now you still need to raise some funds, and that's what this event on the 19th is.
Yeah, absolutely. Correct? It's a fundraiser and a party. At the end of the day, we're throwing a party, so hopefully we have a good time. But it is a fundraiser. One thing I'm pretty excited about is one of my best friends since I was a young man, we joined the Army together. He's recently come back to be the Army recruiter for the whole area. And a phenomenal guitar player, and he's going to come play the national anthem on his electric guitar. And really cool thing is he's not
a la Jimi Hendrix, huh?
Yeah, well, he's no bum. He did it for the Carolina Panthers, so he's
cool.
Good, yeah.
No. I mean,
I don't doubt that.
I mean, but,
yeah, so is Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix became famous for that, his national anthem. Did you know that he was a veteran?
No, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
There's a wide, you know, what's really interesting is when I was stationed in Baumholder, Germany, we used to go to a little donor shop, get some Turkish fast food. And there's pictures of Elvis in there in full uniform getting Turkish fast food at the same place we were going.
He served too. When we talk about the Veterans of Foreign Wars, nonprofit, of course, Veteran Service Organization, started in 1899 when veterans of the Spanish-American War and the Philippine Insurrection founded local organizations to secure rights and benefits for their service. Many of the soldiers had arrived home wounded or sick, and there was no medical care or veterans pension for them, and they were left to care for themselves. They banded together and formed organizations that would eventually band together and become known as the Veterans of Foreign Wars in the United States. Chapters were formed in Ohio, Colorado, and Pennsylvania, and the movement quickly gained momentum. Today's membership stands at more than 1.5 million members of the VFW and the Auxiliary. So,
yeah, you know, and if you want to know some things that we do locally, we recently had a member, a longtime member, good man, one of the best men you'll ever know. He passed away, and his wife was having a hard time with the cremation because the veteran cemetery wouldn't bury him, or it was costing a little too much for him to get buried with the cremations. And that's something we helped with. We were able to donate money to take care of that and make sure that he got the proper burial because he's a great man and he deserves it. So,
you've helped with scholarships before too,
correct?
On and buying books and things like this,
mm-hmm.
for our local students too.
It's true. Wheelchairs for veterans who couldn't get electric wheelchairs for veterans who were having trouble with the VA. We've donated those. We've even donated batteries for the electric wheelchairs, which are extremely expensive. You'd be shocked at how much those are. So
yeah, well, made by Tesla. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so the grand opening is going to be
November 19th at 2 p.m.
And we're talking about, you know, where Orchard Nutrition is. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. And it's behind there in the old Marshall Florist.
Yep.
Right there.
Beautiful
and it,
location.
And it is. And when you, why do you walk into the VFW post there? Now, all veterans are welcome every day to come in there. Do you still have Taco Tuesdays?
Not right now. So
not
we're
right
working
now.
To,
oh, okay.
We're kind of getting everything settled. We're working to get back to Taco Tuesdays and Burger Mondays and things like that, but it's a process. So we'll get
of
there.
Of course. Okay. Well, Leslie, thanks so much for being here. And, I think I found a place to hang out at 2 o'clock on the 19th. Linda and I'll come down.
I would love to see you.
Oh yeah. And it's for a great cause. It's a place that veterans can go to, and you can get soda pop or beer at a reasonable price.
Oh, yeah.
And,
probably the best prices in town.
Yeah, probably the best prices in town. So, and you can, we've used it before for parties there.
Yeah.
I don't, are you still able to do that?
Yeah, we actually had one, I think, Saturday, or was the Saturday beforehand. Somebody, I can't remember if it was a firefighter event, or we had a firefighter event there and a forestry event, and we had another one recently. Can't remember, but it's just a fun place to go. They rent it out and they have a good time, and
yep, and
we take care of them.
Yeah, it's a reasonable price, and it's going to be, and you can work through the VFW now. How do people get information?
You can go on our Facebook and on our Instagram. We keep that really up to date. Additionally, I created a website for us. It's VFWpost1934.com. And there's also a tab there where you can donate. And pardon me, sorry about that. There's a tab there where you can donate on the website as well. So,
okay.
Hey, so, I wanted to say happy birthday to the Marine Corps. Happy birthday, sir, to you and your Marine Corps brothers and sisters. So, I'm impressed by you. It's this early in the morning on the Marine Corps birthday, and you haven't even started drinking Jack Daniels yet. So
you know,
I'm impressed.
Well, you don't know that. I may have awakened this morning and toasted the Marine Corps already.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Stand corrected.
Anyway, well, thank you very much because you know every force works with the other, and we worked with you all so closely in Ramadi.
That's
with
true.
The Army, and it was and in Fallujah, it was, you know, we were all online fighting our way through the Marines in the Army. With our Navy assistance and, to move through that. So it's always been, you know, a friendly rivalry.
It's true. Yeah. We, I actually provided, I went out to a COB in Afghanistan as a Marine Corps COB, and I did the initial cable install for him with a group of infantry guys from the Army, and they all teased each other and gave each other a hard time, but everybody was nice to me because I was giving them communications.
Oh no, they would protect you with their lives on that one. Well, thanks a lot, Wesley. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hey, I really appreciate you.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Wind River Resort and Casino has Monday Night Football, the best day of the week. So come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside season. Score big with our stadium snacks half off during the game. Play hard, win easy with more prizes, cash, and free slot play. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. So get your team gear on, grab your friends, and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
You bet.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell Avenue. We're here for the 13th annual RAPA Salute to the Veterans event. It's going to go to 1 p.m. today, and all you have to do is drive through here, and we've got pop-up tents. We've got numerous people here. Many of the radio stations are here. We've got the fire department with their big ladder truck, and you can't miss the huge flag hanging from it. Flags along the Hartnell that attracts you right in here. And what is the RAPA Salute to the Veterans? What it is the donations that you all make, that people make, are going to be used to purchase RAPA punch cards, which will be distributed by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. Some veterans don't have cars, some can't drive anymore, and this is the way they get to stores for their grocery shopping and their necessities, and also to their medical appointments. It takes them out to the VA, all of these. Over 8,500 local veterans need transportation to get to work, medical appointments, school, shopping, and other locations. Now, what happens is that RAPA matches 50% to every donation. If you donate $20, it becomes $30 with RAPA's 50% match. We've provided thousands of we being RAPA and all the people working on this to provide thousands of free transit rides to local veterans. So every dollar helps. And if you just want to empty up your change purse, you can do that, or you can drop off a check for a thousand would be nice, or 100 or 20 or anything that you have. It will all be appreciated. It will all be used. And if you can't make it down here today, you can make a donation anytime at Cornerstone Community Bank. It's accepted year-round, cash or check, payable to RAPA, memo, Salute to Veterans. Online at RAPAveterans.com, and anytime, which directs you to the Community Foundation of the North State, and you can do a credit card, and it's all tax deductible. So that's what I'm doing down here. And my guest, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Super. And what are you doing hanging around here taking photos?
You know what? This is one of my favorite events, even though it's freezing cold first thing this morning.
No, it's not freezing. It's 38.
38 degrees. Anyway,
we've got a little heater
over
here.
Yeah, I feel it. It's good. Yeah. No, I mean, the fact that, you know, our community comes together to do something as simple as providing free bus passes for all of our veterans to be able to get them to their doctor's appointments or anything else they need within our community is one of the simplest activities we could do that has such a great impact.
But Tyler, you're involved with everything around here. You're there for Caffeinate for a Cause, mm-hmm. which we missed this year because we were out of town. It's the first one we missed.
You had a fair excuse.
Yeah, I know. And you called and said, where are you?
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not here.
Yeah.
No, I think we went on our anniversary trip.
Yeah, you guys were somewhere amazing.
Yeah, we had a great time. So you're in tune with the town here. I mean, you really are. And You and your wife have won the most beautiful couple award, five times in a row.
You know what? She always makes me look better, is what it is.
What do you think about the turnout of the elections, or the outcome of the elections? Let's look at the city.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I know how involved you are with making sure our city is moving forward.
Absolutely. And you know, I was lucky enough this year to participate on both the city, the state, or the city, county, and state level as well, too. But for me, one of the biggest things, and this is probably the one thing I put out publicly, because I try to just put out the information and with the hope that people will make their educated decision based off of that, right? I will state who I support. But when I put out information, I try not to be biased in that way whatsoever, because I want people just to vote. And
Absolutely.
That's where the biggest disappointment was the turnout of voters.
It seemed kind of low.
It really was. And obviously we're still waiting on the final numbers. But as of, you know, election night, it was one of the lowest turnouts we've had for a general election.
Well, you know, because I know that, DeQuisto had 17,000 votes, when he won. Mm-hmm. And then, Munns had like 15,000 the last time he ran. And I think the whole total might have been under 20,000.
Yeah, I want to say somewhere around 18.
Yeah, it was under 20,000.
Yeah, so I know there's still a good amount of ballots to collect. I reached out to Kathy's office the other day. Obviously, they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just trying to get a pulse on what's left. Didn't really get a solid answer on that one, unfortunately. But, I think at the end of the day, that's the biggest problem of this election was the fact that the turnout
people were
was
just
there.
Tired.
I think so. It's one of those things that I feel like maybe because of the circle of people I run in are the same circle of people like yourselves are always the ones that are active within our community, always wanting to do, you know, whatever it takes that day to make a change within our community. So when we see such a low turnout, it's sometimes a surprise and also a reminder that this community is over 100,000 people, even though we see the same 500 folks that are the ones making the changes.
Yeah, there's, 98,000 at least in our community.
Yeah.
And let's just say that 60,000 can vote.
Yeah.
I mean, Liam, you're on the other end right now, right, son?
I am, yeah.
He's 18, and he got to vote for the first time. And so he voted,
man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And, of course, you've been fired if you hadn't been.
Yeah.
But he's been listening. So he's been listening to all the candidates coming through there.
Yeah.
He's got good questions. I mean, I'm 18 years old. I have a question about this.
Yeah.
And that's super. But, it just seemed like when I saw the first on District 1 in the voting, I'm looking at it, and it said 100% of the precinct.
Yeah.
Yet there was only 4,000 people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, how could that be 100% of the precinct?
Yeah, that didn't add up.
And it didn't at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's going to be – first of all, they have until December 9th to technically file all of the final voting numbers. Last I heard, we're going to get updated numbers. I can't say final, but updated numbers by, this Friday,
tomorrow.
which would be fantastic. So it's one of those things where
it's not over yet.
It's not over. Yeah. And whoever you voted for, there's always still that hope, that opportunity. And at the end of the day, because it was an interesting election in general.
It was.
But at the end of the day, I just hope that whoever gets to sit in these seats, takes their role seriously, takes their role to heart, and does everything they possibly can to benefit our county and our community while they're there. Yeah.
Well, that's the bottom line is, guys, work together.
Yeah.
And make your decisions based on what's best for everybody.
Yeah.
And not just groups.
This is, you know.
And then the city, and the city's got a bunch of big things that are going to be happening. You know, the riverfront. A lot of big things are happening. Going to be happening with this group.
Look at what we've seen in the city just in the last 10 years.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's been under 10 years since I've moved back to Reading, and it's such a change. It's an amazing.
Well, look at the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Because you have the K2, Block 7. You've got all that building going on. You've got other construction happening. And we can't slow down with this. We got to keep moving forward. But we have to do something with that riverfront.
Absolutely.
We have to do something with that. And, frankly, no matter who is in there in the city council, they change.
Yep.
So, I mean, this group may want to do this, and the next group coming in may want to do that. So we've got to get something locked in.
Well, we just got to quit thinking for ourselves and start thinking for the next generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Hey, how much time we got, Liam?
About a minute.
Oh.
There
okay,
you go.
Okay, we got still got a minute here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's use that last 60 seconds. What's going on with KCNR?
Well, you know what? We're going to be starting our 14th year.
Congratulations.
Next month. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. It was a 5-year plan that went to a 10-year plan and then 12 years. And then now I said, well, let's just make it a 20-year plan.
Yeah.
We enjoy what we're doing. We get a lot of support from the community. So, yeah, it's been an interesting ride.
My favorite is jumping on the chat feed and watching and jumping in every once in a while and texting with some folks.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. We've had to do some changing in that.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we got to take a break for the news, and we're going to be right back after the news.
It's a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Casey and I, Shasta, Redding.
Even as Nicole loses some of its punch.
We don't want residents to be caught off guard and understand that these hazards will still exist across portions of the state of Florida today.
Mandatory evacuation orders in place covering several counties. President Biden says the Democrats fared better than expected in the midterm.
While the press and the pundits are predicting a giant red wave, it didn't happen.
Not yet clear which party will control Congress, although the Republicans are widely expected to hold a slim majority in the House. A key Senate runoff could determine control of the upper house of Congress.
For the next month, political heavyweights will be coming here to Georgia nonstop to campaign for both Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Texas Senator conservative Ted Cruz will be here rallying with Walker, and newly reelected Georgia governor Republican Brian Kemp says he too will be lending his support. What's not known is if former President Trump will campaign here for Walker, as he and Kemp are reportedly still on the outs over allegations of voter fraud in the 2020 race. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
And watching Wall Street, the benchmarks are sharply higher. The Dow is up 901 points. The NASDAQ ahead 603 points. And that's a gain of just under 6%. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Another Russian pullback in Ukraine.
It looks like the Russians are finally moving out of Kherson, President Putin's last prized possession in Ukraine, which he could still sell to an increasingly disgruntled population. A few weeks before the withdrawal announcement, Moscow-appointed officials kept urging Khersonites to leave the city because of the worsening security situation. They called it an orderly evacuation. Kyiv put it bluntly, mass deportation. Today, it said the operation had been brought to a halt since the local authorities have run out of those willing to go.
The BBC's Sasha Schlichter. The sole reactor of a nuclear power plant in southern Sweden is running again, but it remains disconnected from the country's power grid. The power station's reactor was shut down yesterday due to unexpected turbine problems. News and analysis at townhall.com. In one state, it was the law, not fraud, that resulted in a deceased lawmaker's presence on the Election Day ballot. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Voters in Pennsylvania did re-elect the late state representative Tony DeLuca in Tuesday's midterm elections, even though the 85-year-old Democrat died of cancer on October 9th. According to state election results, as of Wednesday afternoon, DeLuca had received nearly 86% of the vote, beating the Green Party candidate. but accusations that it suggests shoddy elections or cheating misrepresent the situation. Pennsylvania state law stipulates that substitutes, in the case of a death of a candidate, cannot be submitted after ballots have started printing, late September in this case. A special election will be held to fill a seat. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 901 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the down here at Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm down here at Cornerstone Community Bank because we are here for our 13th annual Salute to the Robins event. And what is that? That's where the donations that you make are going to be used to purchase Robin punch cards, and which will be distributed by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. And right now I've got with me Trevor Denham, officer in the Reading Police Department. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing? Good seeing you.
What are you doing here? Are you in charge of these guys?
No, these guys told me to be here. And this one right here, Jared Haber, he's a Marine, former Marine. So we got to pull him in and talk over here.
Okay, we're going to get to him a little bit. Jared, is that there? Oh, there. You were one of the four that enlisted together, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you and Chad and Chandler and... Well, you know the Marine Corps ball's tonight. The Marine Corps ball is tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And Chad's going to be our guest speaker. Yep. Yeah. Well, see. And Trevor, you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you're going to be there because you're giving the Coast Guard salute.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I met you before you were a policeman. Now you've been a policeman forever.
15 years now.
That's when we met you.
20 years in the Coast Guard, 15 years with the police department.
We met you just as you'd come back, I guess, I'll back you because we know your parents.
From Guantanamo Bay, right. You brought me on the show.
That's right.
We talked about that.
That's
absolutely
right. So how is it in the police department these days? I mean, I get to talk to all the captains and the chiefs and all that, but rank and file.
Well, I got transferred over to the traffic unit, so I ride one of the motorcycles around.
Whoa. Okay, so you're going to be one of those guys that's parked across from us down at Market Street, and you're sitting there in the Thunderbird parking lot.
Don't give our secret spots away, Carl.
Okay. You never stay there longer than 5 minutes. Somebody comes by on their phone or something's going on.
Please stay off your cell phone when you're driving on the street.
That's right.
It's extremely dangerous.
That's right. Trevor's a nice guy, but he will pull you over. Mm. Okay. So how are you liking it then? How are you liking the motorcycle condition?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I'm really liking it, being able to get out. I like being on the streets and interacting with people, especially in this community. You know, being born and raised here, being able to serve in this community in this capacity is what I'm really proud to be able to do.
Well, you know what? You're a great representative for our police department. You are a veteran. You are a stand-up guy, and you love this. You love this community. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay,
yeah.
Buddy. You be
all
careful
right
out there.
Thanks, Carl. Good talking
we'll
to
see you.
We'll
see you tonight.
We'll see you tonight.
You bet. Marine Corps ball. Okay. I've got another guest here. That is hi, Lynn. Here, put this on, Lynn. And Lynn is a visitor to Redding, California. Let me get that up there a little bit for you. Okay. You live back in Maryland, but you work in D.C.
Well, I divide my time between Maryland and Florida, and I'm
okay.
Officially retired.
Are you officially retired?
Yeah,
now.
I'm just back working with the Marine Corps part time and loving every minute of it.
Okay, so you're asking yourself, well, why is this woman from the East Coast out here? So explain to people why you're here.
Yeah. Well, I'm delighted to announce that on January 21st at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, the museum part of that park, we will be opening an art exhibition featuring Marine Corps art, Marine Corps combat art. We're pretty excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. I am, too. I'm glad that you all are coming out. Now, this is an exhibit that travels throughout the United States.
It's the museum's first traveling exhibition.
Oh, really?
The National Museum of the Marine Corps opened in 2006, and we've been busy expanding and adding on ever since, and hadn't had an opportunity to start traveling the collections until now. So this is stop number 5 on a 6-city tour with this particular art exhibition.
Now, this is a this is kind of a feather in our hat here in Redding to be able to have this. And I believe now the exhibition consists of what exactly?
Oh, it's art and 36 pieces total. 34 pieces hang on the wall, and there are two sculptures as well. And with only two exceptions, all the art was created by Marine Corps Marines. Their only instructions are to go to war and do art. What they do, what they create is up to them. It's their vision, what they see when they're in the field.
So these are combat artists, then. Is that what we're talking about?
They are. There are 15 artists represented in the show. Two of the 15 are civilians who were embedded with the program. The others are all Marines who were very talented artists who either learned about the combat art program or were noticed by by their seniors and pushed toward the program. Some spent years creating art while they were Marines, and others maybe just a few months.
Okay, now, these Marines, what time frame are we talking about here?
Well, the Marine Corps Combat Art Program has its genesis in World War II.
Oh, okay.
And during World War II and during Vietnam, most of the artists were embedded. They were talented artists who were brought into the program by the Marine Corps for a specific number of months or years. But after Vietnam, the program has been more about Marines who were talented artists who were put to work by the Marine Corps to capture the action around them.
So we give you an opportunity to fight through Fallujah and you come home. Now, Here's your watercolors and your pencils, and we're going to send you back to Fallujah.
They're happy to go use their talents in that way. And it's interesting that you brought that up because most artists who wear the uniform, whether they're in the combat art program or not, usually have a sketch pad handy.
Oh yeah,
and they have a camera. And they have that wonderful memory and ability to translate what they see into a medium that we can share with them. So it's a remarkable collection. And, of course, this is just a small fraction of the original show that we had in 2017. But so happy to have it on the road.
Oh, gosh, yes. And for people, and if one understands, is the Marine Corps pays to get it out here and to put it up and all that?
Well, the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation.
Heritage Foundation.
Which is a private foundation that helps the National Museum, the Marine Corps, do things that federal dollars are a little difficult to use. So this has been a great partnership with the foundation.
Well, I have not been back to Quantico to the museum yet.
Well, you have to go.
I am definitely going to go because everybody I talk to says it's just outstanding. Just, just a great, great museum and captures the Marine Corps for 247 years.
We opened in 2006 with galleries dedicated to World Wars I, II, Korea, Vietnam. In 2012, we went back and reopened a gallery that looked at the years before World War I. And now we have under construction two large galleries dedicated to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Those galleries are taking a little longer than we had hoped to finish. But from the second deck of the museum, you can look down and see what's happening. And there is already a lot to see.
Okay. Now, there's a statue of a horse out there.
Reckless.
Sergeant Reckless. And you know what? To me, that was a movie. I mean, that is a movie.
Yeah,
the story of this horse that was that that a lieutenant bought in Korea, and the horse became literally a Marine with this unit. I mean, it's a wonderful story, and it's called, if you, there's a book out there somebody gave me, and it's called Sergeant Reckless. And when I was stationed at Pendleton, I saw it there.
Okay.
The, I mean, the, you know, the gravesite, and, you know, really didn't know what it was. But such a, but they talked about raising money to get that statue out there of this horse.
And that sculpture, there are multiple copies of it. Very talented young female sculptor, and Robin Hutton, who lives in California, was the mover and shaker behind getting all of this done. So I'm glad you mentioned it.
Well, it's, you know, we're in horses out here, and when I saw that, you know, because I'd heard about it, and then when I got the book, I didn't realize all the, you know, because the book was, the woman talked about what it took to, you know, get all the information, but then raising the money for the sculptor, the sculpture and all this, and it truly captures what this horse did, carrying not only resupply up to Marines in the front lines by itself. It would carry wounded back also by itself. Did not have to be escorted because it knew what it had to do.
Yeah, it carried shells up the mountain and wounded and dead Marines down
the
mountain.
Right.
And learned to do that on its own. So it was a valuable asset to the Marines who were in the field at the time.
Can we hold you here past the break? Because I have, you know, for some more questions and some more things.
You certainly can.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Gold Leaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Gold Leaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I'm in love.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio out here. Hey, I'm back, Liam. Okay, I saw it. I got it. Have you been playing the music a long time?
Only like a minute and a half.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Sorry, I'm just
it's okay.
Sitting here chatting with Len about the Marine Corps and the Marine Corps Museum, and I just got carried away. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And we are down here at Cornerstone Community Bank. Why? It's the 13th annual Rob a Salute to the Veterans event right here on Hartnell Avenue. You won't miss it. There's a giant flag hanging from a fire truck, the ladder truck out here. You'll see buses and small buses and everything. All you have to do is drive through and drop off a donation. Why? Because all these donations are going to be used to purchase Rob a Punch cards, which will be distributed by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. And RABA matches for every dollar that is collected. They will match it with 50%. You donate $20, becomes $30 with RABA's 50% match. We're going to be here till 1 p.m., or they will be collecting till 1 p.m. We're going to be here for about another 30 minutes before we pull out. So come on by. Say hello. Drop off your donations, and it's for a good cause, and it is tax deductible. And I'm here with Lynn. Lynn, help me with your last name.
Ezel.
And she is from the United States Marine Corps Heritage Foundation in the museum. And on January 20th of next year, we're going to have an art exhibit from the Marine Corps Museum, combat artist, about 27 paintings, two sculptures. I don't know.
Hey, exactly. we've got 36 works total.
Okay, 36 works.
Two of which are bronze sculptures.
Okay.
And it will be in place from the 21st of January through the end of April at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
And this is, you know, this is big. This is big. And the combat artists are those who are literally Marines with artistic ability.
Yeah, talented Marines were either drawn to the existing combat art program or their seniors noticed how talented they were and pushed them that way.
Okay, and then there are and a couple of civilians, but they were embedded with the Marine Corps.
Just like you hear about embedded journalists.
Right.
Both the Army, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, from time to time will embed civilians to create art. And the rule is always go to war and do art. Marines have also created art during humanitarian assistance efforts, mm-hmm. as in Haiti is a recent one. But this art exhibition is all post-Vietnam, so it honors our most recent veterans, with most of the work being drawn from experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay. You know, I can't wait to see it. You know, I'm all excited about it. So, again, it's going to be at Turtle Bay. And if you're a member of Turtle Bay, which costs all of $90 per year for a family of six, it's free. And even if you're not a member, you can come in and take a look at this for a nominal fee. There's going to be a kickoff, party or something like this, or not a party, but
there'll be an opening reception, the night before, and I'll be bringing one of the combat artists with me, maybe even two, and we're looking at what kind of programming we might do that weekend.
Okay, that's great. Well, if you get in, so what day is that then? Is that a
Friday the 20th is when we have the reception. It opens to the public on Saturday, the 21st of January.
Well, if you get in here on Thursday, I can have you all on the show, and we can talk about that, about the
date.
Kickoff.
It's
okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And this is really exciting, my friends, to have the this exhibition, because it's only going to how many places?
Six cities. This is stop number 5. It's at the United States Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio right now. And from here it goes to Bush Senior's Presidential Library and Museum in College Station.
Okay. And then,
Texas.
And then so next year, this is November, so it goes then, how's that work then?
Well, from, it closes in Ohio in December, and
okay.
It comes here in January.
Okay.
In May, it'll go to Texas, and
okay.
It'll be there for about 6 months.
Okay.
We're busy creating the second art show.
Wow.
So we might be back.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Lynn, thank you so much for stopping by today. And you're out here now, which is kind of like getting to see everything and what it looks like.
We're coordinating the programming,
yeah.
Looking at the space, which is lovely, and getting to know the people we'll be working with in January.
They're pretty nice people over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy Marine Corps birthday, Carl.
Well, you know what? It's. I remember the very first one I went to, and I was enlisted, and what a great time it was. Well, you know, on the first one I was at boot camp, so that didn't count. But the next one was something, but I found that every one of them is different. And you know, whether you're at home, if you're in some kind of great big ballroom at Disneyland where we used to have it at First Marine Division, or in the jungles, or in the desert. It's all about the same.
Wherever Marines are gathered.
That's right. And we'll talk about that tonight.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you very much for being with us.
You're more than welcome.
Okay.
We'll see you in January.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back after these messages.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back. Thank you very much. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're here at Cornerstone Community Bank. Why? It's the 13th annual Robin Salute to the Veterans event. And it goes to 1 o'clock today. Drive through Cornerstone Community Bank here at Hartnell. Or the one, also Cornerstone Community Bank down in Anderson, if you're down there at 2727 Ventura Street. Make a cash or check donation for this annual RABA salute. Your donation is going to be used to purchase RABA punch cards, which will be distributed by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. And you think about that, that the older veterans that aren't driving any longer or they may have physical problems, and this is they use the bus lines to get to their medical appointments, to be able to do their shopping for their groceries and other needs. And they are provided with punch cards from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office based on the amount of money that we gather every year. And for every donation, RABA matches it with 50%. So if you donate $20, it becomes $30 with RABA's 50% match. So this is really to a good cause. So please stop by here, drop off your donations. But if you can't make it today, you can still go to Cornerstone Community Bank and leave cash or check payable to RABA and a salute to veterans. So, and speaking of Cornerstone, I'm here with Matt Mosley.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
President and CEO of Cornerstone Bank.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. Oh, and a veteran yourself, so I know this one hits close to home, but we love being a participant in this. 13 years running, it's so heartwarming to see all these folks come out and donate to our worthy veterans.
It is. And, I've known you since I literally moved to Reading.
Yeah, 2000. No, when was that?
Well, it was when we I got here in May of 07.
Okay.
But we started the station up in 09.
Yep.
But it seems to me that we had met before that, but you were at a different institution then.
Yep.
That got us launched.
Yep.
For our station. Now we're starting our 14th year next month. Can you believe that?
I can, because you guys have done an incredible job partnering with the community. It's been really fun to watch, and I still tell the story that I helped them get their first loan, and now look
you
at them.
You did. You did, and we paid that off, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
between you and Eric, that it was kind of like, how do you put a value on a blank station? It was dark. I mean, how do you do that? So, but we managed to do it. So now, and you've been working here, and then you fleeted up to be president, what, last June or something?
Yeah, so it became official June 30th.
Okay.
And it was announced publicly December 31st of this last year. It started the transition.
Right.
But I've had the great privilege of working here for over 11 years and working with my predecessor, Jeff Fink, who has ran
What a great guy.
Oh. Yeah. So those are big shoes to fill. So it's been an incredible experience working with him, but I'm really glad he's still around. He's the chairman of our board now.
Uh-huh.
We just have such a neat team and a great culture here. And so it makes stepping into a difficult role like this a whole lot more welcoming.
Well, now you've opened up a your fourth branch down in Anderson this past year.
Yep.
That was a big thing.
Yeah, we transformed the old KFC down there into a beautiful new bank building. And if you haven't been by, swing by, meet our staff down there. It's such a cool transformation of that building, and it's really an honor to be down in Anderson. They've opened us with welcome arms.
Oh, Anderson is very business-friendly, as we know. Now, I have to ask this, and I know you get asked all the time, is the part sink still there?
No, we actually wanted to donate it to the city of Anderson as a memorial, but I think it got trashed somewhere along the way before we could grab it.
You know, if people are going, what are they talking about? Many years ago, when Kentucky Fried Chicken was still going on there, during, and you know how it gets in the summers, it's 115 degrees, and they're back there cooking in the Kentucky Fried Chicken after hours. The parts sink, where they would put in all the chicken parts, a couple of girls were in there in their bikinis.
Yep.
And cooling off.
And that was that went viral before things went viral.
Oh, it did. It went nationwide.
Well, the good thing is now Anderson's known for being much more than that.
That's
business
true.
Friendly, just being an incredible place to do business. And unfortunately, we don't have that sink, but you know, it's a pretty exciting thing though to rehab that building.
Oh yeah. Now, you know, like Shasta Gas Propane was up here in Redding and was trying to find a place, and it just wasn't working out. They went down to Anderson and had the thing signed and ready to go in a week. So,
wow, that's amazing.
I know. So Cornerstone, you've opened up your newest one. You've been around for 15 years.
16.
16. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I was at the 15th birthday party. Mm-hmm. So, and that to me was kind of surprising. You know, I thought 5 years. But yep. No, to hear that.
Yeah, you know, we moved into Redding. So we chartered in Red Bluff in 2006, and we moved into Redding with a full branch in 2011. And so we've been growing steadily every year. I think when people experience, not I think, I know, because I've talked to so many customers, once they experience our brand of banking, they tell people, and they're excited, and they're happy to be banking with us. And so that's kind of been self-propelling. We've grown a ton over the last handful of years, especially with PPP. But, well, you know, we've seen some really great community support behind us. And so that just kind of propels us forward because, honestly, a community bank like us, we need the community. And I firmly believe that the community needs a community bank like us. And we're the only community bank truly left.
I know. You know, you know what? I draw a parallel between Cornerstone Community Bank and our radio station. You know, we're one of the very, very few left in the maybe even in the state or in the United States that's, you know, owned by a couple, and because everything else is corporate radio. So it's I believe you really need you need community radio just like you need a community bank.
Yep. Yeah. And look at how. You know, the community banks and the other banks here locally as well, you know, how we stepped up during PPP. You know, that's what makes the difference between a big bank and a smaller bank. And so we, you know, we did the lion's share of the PPP loans in our community, and we opened it up for customers and non-customers alike. We took everybody in. And
other banks were sending their people to you.
Yeah. And we didn't put any kind of requirement of them to come and open accounts with us. We just didn't feel like that was the right thing to do. The right thing to do was just get as many people funded as possible. And as a result of that, it really did work out because people did want to bank with us, and it's been an incredible experience.
So what are we looking at for the future here? I mean, you're a local bank, you're a community bank. You've got two branches here in town, one in Red Bluff, one in Anderson. What do you do to keep the momentum going?
Yeah, I think the thing to keep the momentum going is to make sure we're listening to our customers, understanding what they desire in a bank, and provide those services in a unique, custom tailored manner. So, you know, I'm very bullish on the future of our economy here locally. You know, we've got some challenges for sure nationwide, globally, you know, economically. We've got some real things that we're coming up against, you know, with the rising interest rates and, you know, recessionary talks and all of that. But, you know, we're going to navigate that really well as Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. You know, we will survive this and be stronger through this process. But it will be challenging, and you know, we're going to see a lot of challenges for businesses everywhere for a while.
I think you're right, you know, and, you know, what I don't understand, and I don't want this to be a political thing, but if the vast majority of the country thinks we're heading in the wrong direction, and we just had an election, and it doesn't look like there's was a big, you know, point of outrage saying we've got to do something different.
Yeah, it's so
what's going to happen there?
No, no, it's kind of a head scratcher. You know, there hasn't been a lot of change. I mean, I'm not as on the pulse of it as you are, but there hasn't been a big sweeping change out there. So, you know, but I kind of tend to focus just on my own little world. You know, the rest of it's too hard to. You know, I'm not smart enough to understand all the other stuff, but I do understand our community and our local businesses and how to navigate this thing.
So you think in the you think the business climate in the next 6 months is going to
be rough?
Is okay.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be.
So what should people do?
I think the biggest thing is talk to your bankers. You know, make sure that you're looking out and, you know, tightening the belt a little bit. I don't see a big economic disaster or anything. And I, like I said, I'm just a community banker. This is my own little personal perspective. But I think with rising interest rates, you know, we will see some business borrowing slow down, and which with business borrowing and capital expenditures kind of slow down a little bit, you know, we might see a little bit of an uptick in unemployment. I think that's what the Fed's going for. They're trying to slow down the economy, raise unemployment a little bit so that we can, you know, kind of nip this inflation thing. So with that, there will be some pain. And I think people just to be prepared, you know, make sure you're saving cash, and also make sure that when you're spending money, make sure you're spending it locally. You know, make sure you're doing what you can to support our local businesses, because that's how we all will thrive together.
Oh, I thoroughly agree with that. You know, shop locally. You know, don't, you know, never go online if you can, you know, buy it here. If you have to buy it at a big box store, that's better than doing it online, because we still get tax revenue from that. And there's also local employees.
Yes.
So,
That local employee thing is the most important.
Yeah.
Because that's our brothers and sisters and our friends, the people you see at church or in the shopping market. You know, those are the people we're taking care of. That's why we spend our money here locally.
Yeah. And if you spend it other places, you're going to be, especially in the next few months, it's going to get tight here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So focus inwardly. Look at Shasta County, look at Tama County, look at the communities that we serve, and make sure we're focusing on taking care of each other.
Yeah. When you look at Tama County and they stopped doing, I think they've said they stopped reporting to daylight calls or something like that, because the sheriff's office is such bad shape down there. I mean, we never want to get like that. But things are going to get tight around here, especially in the next few months.
But one thing I will say, and this is something that my predecessor we were just talking about yesterday, Jeff Fink. He said, you know, when you look back in the long historical perspective, good times are never as good as you think you remember, and bad times are never as bad. So even though we'll enter into a kind of a tough time, it's not going to be as bad as we all, are fearing.
And, you know, and we talk about inflation being 8% and interest rates. I mean, I'm old enough to remember 20% trying to buy a house. You know, you couldn't buy a house back then with the cost of mortgages and everything. So when you're saying 8%, a lot of people go, well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at it through that lens.
Of course, if you've got a loan that's 2%, you know, on your house, it makes a difference. So,
yes.
Anyway, you know, Matt, thank you so much for being with us today, and thanks for providing all the area out here for Robin and all the great things that Cornerstone Community Bank does for our community.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show, and thank you for supporting. And yeah, if you, like Carl said earlier, make sure you come by the Hartnell office here at 330 Hartnell, or go to our Ventura office in Anderson and bring by money and help these veterans out.
There you go. And please tell your parents hello for me.
I will.
Okay,
I
love them. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Now, Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our
Thankful Tuesday's $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion.
Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes.
Earn four times the entries on Sundays and Mondays.
Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Drawings every half hour.
Winners will pick three game pieces off the game board for free slot play.
And the highest winner every half hour
will win $1,000 cash.
All the details are at WinRiver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Gold Leaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, we're out here at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank here on Hartnell and the Cornerstone Community Bank down on Ventura in Anderson. And we are collecting money for the 13th annual Rob a Salute to the Veterans event. We're going to be here, of course, to the end of the show in about another 15 minutes, but then they're going to be here till 1 p.m. Now you can drive through right here and you can drop off a donation. And where does this money go to? It's going to be used to purchase Rob a punch cards, which will be distributed by the Shasta County Veterans Service Office to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. Last year, they had over $9,000 worth of these punch cards that were provided to the veterans that needed them to get to the medical appointments, to do their shopping. People that don't have cars, people who can't drive any longer. And your donation goes to a great cause, my friend. So please come on down and drop off your donation. And Robba will match it with 50%. So a $20 donation becomes $30 with Robba's 50% met. And like I said, it's the 13th year. Now, if you can't make it down today for some reason, you can go in person to the Cornerstone Community Bank and leave cash or a check payable to RABA and with a memo salute to veterans. So it goes to this cause. So good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Carl. It's been amazing to see how many different people from the community and all different parts of the community have stopped by to say hello to you.
Well, you know what? It's a good cause. It's a good cause here, and we have a great community.
We certainly do.
You are a local boy.
It's funny when you get out and about. And here, look at this beautiful setting we're in. You can see the snow-capped mountains. I was just driving to the station this morning, and I thought, you know, this is such a great place to live.
It is a great place to live. And we were just talking about, you know, different parts of the area here. And like Palisadro, Anderson, Cottonwood, City Shasta Lake. I mean, all of them. And when you get up here in the North State, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, and of course, you know, coming from Trinity County, which I still love, that's my home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to get a KCNR, station up there. I want to talk to you about that sometime. I have a plan.
Put a station up there?
Mm-hmm, a repeater station.
Oh, a repeater up there.
Yeah.
Well, you can get us a lot of times up to the Buckhorn.
Yeah.
On the other side of Buckhorn becomes a little bit, it becomes more of a problem. But I've heard our station all the way down to Corning.
Yeah, me too.
On Corning. So, it's just magic to me. You know, some days we're lucky we're on the air. So, yeah, local radio, right?
Nice.
Anyway, my friends, here's, you know, again, we're down here at Cornerstone Community Bank. People are driving in, and you can donate to the 13th annual Salute to the Veterans. It goes till 1 p.m. today. You'll can see the ladder truck with the big flag. You'll see a number of pop-up tents and, of course, a big RABA bus there. And all the money goes to helping veterans. Good morning. And
she's wanting to donate, Carl.
Go over and get her money.
Oh, okay.
Then. Thank you, ma'am. Nice lady. Just brought in money, and it's going to be matched by 50% by RABA right now. So thank you very much for that, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you. Yeah, and so anyway, we're right down here, and people are driving through and donating, and it's pretty cool. Okay, see how much time we got left here. My computer just kicked off. Oh, we got
time.
Okay, so Robert, what you got here, buddy? What do you got? Come on over.
Here, give him this one. Give him this here.
Okay, give him the headset.
Not the one from the James Bond movie, I hope.
Okay, what you got?
Well, anyway, Carl, I wanted to wish the veterans good luck in this little fundraiser and also remind people that this Saturday at 10 a.m., Lake Redding Park is going to be a 5K run from a group called Nation's Finest. It's the 5K Color Run Walk to benefit local veterans experiencing homelessness. Please be sure and show up, but for no other reason than to root on the teams that are going to be doing their thing. And their offices, ironically enough, are right across the street from Cornerstone Bank in the that little building where the back clinic is at, in the old Hartnell strip mall where the Round Table Pizza used to be.
Oh, okay.
And I've got their phone number. It's 530-262-2086. So just give them a call, and they can finalize the details and tell you about the website, which is register@nationsfinest.org/5kkilo-4-50-years.
Okay, so this is Saturday, November 12th, 5K
run walk at Lake Redding Park.
And it's to raise funds for?
Veterans who are experiencing homelessness.
Okay.
And unfortunately, you know, these folks are having a lot of job security, and so are some friends of mine over at Western Service Workers, because with all these fires we've been having lately, those poor kids at WSWA, they've been having more job security than they know what to do with.
Yeah, and there's a number of organizations out there that are helping, but this is another way to raise funds for the homeless veterans. We've got two organizations here in town that really work hard to getting veterans off the streets. But again, it's a funding thing in many times, because the veterans that want to, that are homeless, that want to get off the street, we can help. Unfortunately, some, as are others, have substance abuse problems, and so you've got to, you know, but that first step is getting them away from their environment and getting them into a new environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another way of doing it. So thanks a lot.
Okay, no problem. Go Navy, beat Army. Hoorah.
You know what? I'll go with that, because
my dad was a Navy veteran, World War II.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got the, you know, that Army Navy game's coming up in December, and of course, my brother in arms, Ted Lighty, and I sit together, and we toast each great portion of the game, whether somebody scores or somebody gets sacked or if they just don't fall down. So, Liam.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to tonight?
I am. I'm excited.
Okay. We're talking about the Marine Corps ball that's going on tonight. And, Liam's, is this your first kind of, celebration like this?
Yeah, of anything, honestly. I mean, yeah. I'm excited.
So you, well, I think you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And we'll keep you in there. The, so many things that are happening. Okay, tomorrow, by the way, we are going to do a encore presentation on one of our shows, because everybody's off tomorrow. It's Veterans Day, and I think everybody needs to take that time. I know that the Elks Club at 11:11 on the 11th month, on the 11th day at 11 o'clock, they do a toast over there. I know that over at Riverview, they're doing the same thing, a toast on Veterans Day. The everything's pretty much closed tomorrow, but take that time to remember those who have served in our armed forces, those that have deployed numerous times, come home, have problems when they come home, overcome those problems, being part of our society, those that have not, did not make it home, and who fought for our country. A good thing, you know, people say, well, what can I do? I just said, you know, if you know it's a veteran, just say, hey, we appreciate it. And because to me, when people tell me that, oh gosh, you know, thank you for serving, you know, it's been an honor to serve this country. That's what I truly feel. And most of us feel that way. It's an honor to serve the United States of America, to help, you know, keep it as safe as we can, and to protect our shores, protect our people. I mean, that's just, it's an honor to serve this country.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I feel cheated. I came from a real liberal family that managed to keep all of their boys out of the service. And I was going to be sponsored to West Point, and one of the great regrets in my life was having that taken away from me. I think I could have been good in the military.
I think you've been great.
Yeah.
You've been fine. So. I probably had to call you sir.
Not likely.
I call a lot of people sir. Hey, come on out today. This is our final shout-out here, because we're going to have to leave for the day. Is the we're down here at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell, but also the one in Ventura Street is collecting money for RABA. And all the money here for the Salute to the Veterans goes to buy punch cards and transportation for our veterans that need the transportation. They could be older, that don't have cars, can't drive anymore, or maybe they just can't drive, and it gets them to their doctor's appointments. It gets them to be able to buy their food and clothing and all this, and all of it is matched. Every dollar is matched by a 50% donation from RABA. So if you give $20, it becomes $30.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a great deal. And all you have to do is stop by here, and we've got people standing there ready to take your funds, and you can do something nice for people. And we've just become a, it looks like we've just become a answer booth too. Yeah. So, we have, like right now, we have a number of people driving by, coming through, and thank you all very, very, very much. And for everybody, have a great evening today. It is the Marine Corps birthday, 247th birthday. And so tonight at Wind River, about 300 of us, 350 of us are going to be down there celebrating the birthday of our glorious Corps. And then tomorrow, of course, Veterans Day. So enjoy that. Say hello to a veteran when you can. It's so much appreciated to be in this country and to serve in this country and just to live here. And so many people don't appreciate that because you haven't gone anywhere. But if you did, you'd realize just what a great country and the opportunities we have here. So, okay, Liam, we'll see you tonight.
Yes.
Okay. God bless America.
Around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.